The morning's almost over, but not before a second cup of the morning blend. Here's David and Brenda.
I feel a little bit like I'm on a game show, and you could be the proud winner of a new car.
It sounds like that.
It's exciting. Well, you're the proud owner of a new month.
Yes.
It's
October.
October is here. Now, I have enjoyed the fact that when each new month comes along, you and I spend, you know, the first, second cup kind of talking about some of the things to look forward to in the month. So we thought we'd spend that time today.
All right.
It's the first full week, I should say. October started on Friday. But, you know, already right off the bat, you know, the month was full of some big feast days,
mm-hmm.
right? Because Friday was the Feast of St. Thérèse of Lisieux.
Right.
And then on Saturday was the Holy Guardian Angels.
Right.
And then today, St. Francis of Assisi.
Yeah.
I mean, those are just some big, big days. So we're going to spend some time just kind of go through the month because before you know it, kids are going to be ringing your doorbell looking for candy because Halloween
right.
is on a Sunday this year.
It is. That's true. You got that.
So
yeah.
It would be my preference that Halloweeners start early in the afternoon. Don't wait until it's real late
there
and dark
go.
At night. So,
did you, by the way, thank your guardian angel on Saturday?
I might have forgotten.
Okay. Well, you can always go back.
I'll go back. Thank you. My guardian angel gets a workout sometimes. I've been kind of good lately. I haven't been, you know, roughing it up too much or getting into
good.
Some trouble.
Right.
I think that happens in age. I think your guardian angel starts to be relieved. Like,
yes,
very good.
They finally settled down a little bit.
They have settled down for sure. So anyways, we're going to talk a little bit about some of those days. Of course, the church dedicates a month to a special devotion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we always have our fall share-a-thon during October, and it is the feast, or not the feast day. It's actually coming up, but it is the whole month dedicated to Our Lady of the Rosary.
That's right.
The whole month along. And in fact, though, coming up specifically on Thursday, that's the 7th,
mm-hmm.
it is the actual day of Our Lady of the Rosary.
And of course, the reason that Mater Dei Radio is here is because of the Rosary.
Yeah, you kind of remind our listeners, if they haven't heard this story, how Mater Dei Radio kind of began based on the Rosary.
And this really ties into our share-a-thon as well. But if you go all the way back into the 80s, there was no Catholic radio station, and so the founders of the station were literally buying time on commercial radio to air the Rosary. And they finally just said, you know what, we need our own radio station. And so they started raising funds, and they got enough money put together and started the radio station, KBVM. It started out as Metro Catholic Broadcasting. Then it went to Catholic Broadcasting Northwest and KBVM. And then, of course, we added KMME down in Eugene, and now we have the big grouping as Mater Dei Radio.
Right.
And so that's how we came to be, the history. But it all revolved around airing the Rosary.
Yeah.
That was the reason.
Yeah, and I want to say, I think that this month marks the 10-year anniversary that we've been down there at KMME
Country. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
10 years down there. So what a wonderful month to celebrate Our Lady of the Rosary,
mm-hmm.
Mater Dei Radio, but also a few more feast days. And of course, I already jumped ahead. Of course, Halloween, All Hallows Eve, coming up on Sunday, October 31st.
Right.
Do you know that there's some special days for popes this month, too?
Oh, there are.
Pope John the 23rd is this month,
mm-hmm.
and also Pope John Paul II is this month,
okay.
too. So those are both days that we can celebrate our Pope. So kind of really exciting. And then, of course, St. Ignatius
mm-hmm.
of Antioch, his feast day is coming up too. So we get to kind of celebrate. And of course, every day on the 23rd, also coming up, the Swallows coming back to Capistrano.
Ah,
St. John of Capistrano. I think they may come back in the springtime. Or is it in the fall time?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I can't recall either, so I'll have to kind of figure that out. We just got a couple minutes here, but there's always some great national celebrations
right.
that happen. Now, one of the things, and I thought this was kind of interesting, because if you're in Washington, you've been aware of this, the month of October is National Long-Term Healthcare
mm-hmm.
Month. So you kind of think about that. That, of course, is a tax coming up, so I know a lot of people in Washington State are spending a little bit of time trying to figure that all out because there's a new program going into effect.
Well, and of course, it's a holiday, too, on a week from today, the 11th. It's Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day.
I believe here in Oregon,
yeah.
it's Indigenous Peoples Day.
Right. So just a heads up, but the 11th also a big day for us because that's the start of the Fall Share-a-thon.
The Fall Share-a-thon. I'm so looking forward to that. Many people are. But really, and so we got a long month, lots of celebrations. But today specifically, there is a great day. Of course, it's St. Francis. Let's celebrate St. Francis. And you can celebrate it because today, two big national days, National Cinnamon Roll Day.
Ooh.
Now, I'm looking forward to, because I know that during Share-a-thon,
yummy,
we're probably going to get some cinnamon rolls from those wonderful ladies over at St. Cecilia's.
Mm-hmm. No, they're coming from Milwaukee.
Oh, from Milwaukee?
Yes.
Christ the King?
Christ the King.
Oh, excuse me. I do not want to get that wrong.
St. Cecilia provides us with the beautiful prayer shawls.
The prayer shawls. Yes. Yes, of course. Yeah. So hopefully maybe next week we'll be having some cinnamon rolls. But bigger than cinnamon rolls, David.
Yes.
I think I know what's for dinner.
All right.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos.
Today?
No need to ask.
National Taco Day.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? I got to get some tacos.
Tacos or cinnamon rolls? What's the preference?
Oh, boy. Well, I'll start out with tacos and then I'll have dessert with cinnamon rolls.
Hey, can't go wrong with that. I think that would be a miracle of miracles if it actually started raining tacos today.
I love a good taco. Good fish taco. One of my favorites.
Oh. Absolutely. Mm. Basically, anything that you put inside a crunchy tortilla,
yep.
Yeah, you'd call it a taco and call it good. So we hope you enjoy today's second cup.